Inshallah, the lecture is about to begin. Amin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم نحمده واستعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا أما بعد I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I ask Almighty Allah to send His peace, His blessings upon His noble Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and all those who follow his path until the last day. I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, his assistance, and his forgiveness. Indeed, whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none who can allow who can lead him astray. And whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray, indeed there is none who can guide him aright. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave, his messenger, and the seal of all the prophets. After what proceeds, I want to welcome everyone here today. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Today, inshallah ta'ala, this lecture is concerning Islamic objectives to attain eternal bliss. It sounds rather long, but it's usually not our way. But Islamic objectives to obtain eternal bliss, al-Jannah. How can we attain this noble reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, we can learn some brief lessons. As a new shahada, it is imperative to have a mind frame on how to live your life as a Muslim, on how to succeed in the hereafter, and ultimately how to enter into the Jannah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. La ilaha illallah. Hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, we can cover a few lessons concerning this very important topic. It's not only a topic, but think of it as your paddle. Okay, think that you have been set in the middle of a broad lake or a river. Let's put a river, right? Let's make believe or let's imagine that you're in the middle of a high speed flowing river. And you've been placed there, and the only means of your getting to safety or to getting to home is your paddle. This similarity is this of a man whom been placed inside of this dunya. This dunya is a prison. This dunya will make or break you. In the hereafter, you have a whole complete life ahead of you. Believe it or leave it. As imagining life from this perspective, your paddle for you to achieve safety, inshallah ta'ala, we will talk about today. So, Michelle Hotana, you having an objective, you having an objective, you trying to reach and to set a course for yourself in order to obtain this Jannah, this paradise, this reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. Hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, we can go over this today. So, we have the objective, Jannah. But there's branches to achieve this objective, or there's short-term goals in order to achieve this long-term goal. Okay, and stop me if I'm losing anyone, inshallah ta'ala. So we have a Jannah. Now the question is, how do you obtain Jannah? Simple. It's simple and clear, okay, but it is something that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam felt as something, I don't want to say difficult, I don't want to say hard, but it was hard, it was complex, it wasn't complex, but it was a hard statement, a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah said, translated the meaning, and worked and be steadfast in your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is one of the rough meanings of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us that to be steadfast on the sirat is not so easy as what we may perceive. It is simple, but it's not easy. So to obtain this Jannah, this paradise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to die upon the statement, La ilaha illallah. We have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the yaqeen comes to us. The yaqeen is the death, the certainty. In Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, every soul will taste the death. Now picture yourself, here you are breathing, listening, looking. One day you're going to die. That was a harsh statement, but it's the truth. You're here sitting here listening to me now because you want to invest for that day. To die upon the statement, La ilaha illallah, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a means of entering into the Jannah. This one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise. Ar-Rahman has promised those who have promised paradise for those who have died, who die without ascribing any partner to Allah. He has promised in Jannah forgiveness and mercy. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So this is point number one. Point number two, loving Allah and His Messenger more than anything and everything. Point number three, staying away from disobedience of Allah and doing what Allah had commanded us to do. Point number four, patience. Hopefully, we can cover these points one by one, inshallah ta'ala. And hopefully, we can take some lessons from this. All those who have a pen and pencil online, inshallah ta'ala, those points are: dying upon La ilaha illallah. Point number two, loving Allah and His Messenger more than anything and everything else. Number three, staying away from the disobedience of Allah and doing what you are commanded. Number four, being patient. Being patient. Indeed, one of the eminent Sahaba said that one who has no patience has no iman. Allah musta'an. Point number one, dying upon La ilaha illallah, how to achieve this is learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning who is Allah and learning whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not. Okay, started the Zara. Point number two is loving Allah and His Messenger more than anything and everything else. Okay, loving Allah and His Messenger more than anything and everything else. In the footnote, how to obtain dying upon La ilaha illallah is learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learning whom Allah is and whom Allah is not is the most noble of knowledge. Learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the noblest branch of knowledge. This will help you learn whom your Lord is, what He expects, what are some of His ayat. Allah Azza wa Jal said the dawn is some of His ayat. He said the 10 nights is some of His ayat. He said the even and the odd are some of His ayat. He said by when the night, when it makes its prostration or when it goes down, is some of His ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this is sufficient as a proof for those who are conscious or who are those who understand. Okay? So learning about some of Allah's ayat leads you to being patient, steadfast on La ilaha illallah. Okay? Your learning about Allah Azza wa Jal is a means of being patient upon this statement. This is the most beneficial branch of knowledge is the Tawheed. Is the Tawheed. Learning about Allah and His oneness, learning about His qualities, learning about His name and His attributes, learning about His lordship over creation. This is a noble branch of knowledge. And the only one who will value this knowledge is the believer. A lot of people say, as a footnote, a lot of people say, why do y'all talk about so much Tawheed? Tawheed this, Tawheed that, Tawheed this, Tawheed that, Tawheed this, Tawheed that. It's because a lot of the practices today is full of shirk. Shirk. I went to a store in New York, I'm not going to name any names, went to a store there, a Muslim store, famous store. It is, in fact, they have a name that is recognized as one of the symbols of Islam. And I go in the store, and I happen to look up, and to my surprise, I seen a $20 bill. And the $20 bill had written on it in English, good luck. I said, subhanallah. I said, subhanallah. Not only is this a practice of the Jews and the Christians, but you're saying this $20 bill is giving you good luck. It's like hanging a horseshoe above your door. Shirk. This is why we talk about the Tawheed all the time. This is why we talk about the importance of knowing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He is the only one who bestows good, who bestows provision, who bestows protection, who bestows Allah, who gives disgrace. I can go on and on and on and on, but the footnote will be too long. It is very important that the Tawheed is learned about, valued, and understood in the footnotes. SubhanAllah, I can't feel the lecture for the footnotes. So learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning the branch of Tawheed is very essential upon you dying upon this statement, La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La ilaha illallah, the statement of La ilaha illallah, is like a tree. Right? The lowermost of it is La ilaha illallah. And the highest amongst it is La ilaha illallah. And shyness is a branch of Iman.
What does this say?
Have you ever seen a tree where its trunk is stern, roots coming all out of it? And that from the trunk of that tree, the highest part of that tree branches from the trunk. So you have the trunk, and you have the trunk going, there'll be one branch going all the way up, and it's the tallest. And you have other branches coming. Well, this is like this statement. La ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant with all of creation that they would worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mukhlisin, sincerely. And they would ascribe no partners to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This branch of knowledge, this statement, La ilaha illallah, is essential as a new shahada, as becoming aware of the grants of Islam, embarking upon this journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, learning about Allah is a means to having hope in Allah. It gives you hope. The branch of learning about Allah, it gives you hope in Him. It causes you to hope for His reward and hope for His mercy, subhanAllah. Learning about Allah produces fear of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learning about Allah produces taqwa. And I swear by Allah, without taqwa, you have nothing. Nothing. If you're not conscious of Allah, having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are you going to stay away from sins? And if you don't have to stay away from sins, how are you going to keep this iman in your chest? You see the domino effect? So from learning about La ilaha illallah, learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His qualities, His attributes, His names, what He expects from you, produces hope in Allah, fear of Allah, taqwa, which in turn keeps you away from the disobedience and keeps you in the da'a, in the obedience of Allah. Learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to His book, the Qur'an al-Kareem, His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you learn about Allah Azza wa Jal and learn on who He is within sight of the Book of Allah, automatically the Quran is the source of guidance. The Quran al-Kareem will make a person strong and steadfast, wa alaykum salam, and patient with the hukm of Allah, and patient with the calamities and all of the affairs surrounding the Muslim, the Mu'min, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So, learning about Allah leads you to His book, leads you to His messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reading the Qur'an is a means of learning the Tawheed, learning La ilaha illallah. It's the best means of learning what about this statement, the essence of this statement, the benefits of this statement. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the chapter قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ صَمَدْ to this end is equal to one third of the Qur'an. And the Qur'an is the guidance of Allah. Okay, full of guidance, full of wisdom, full of blessing. So Allah's guidance upon us, one third of it is La ilaha illallah. Its foundation is La ilaha illallah. And its uppermost, La ilaha illallah. This branch of knowledge is essential. This is the tone of the creation. So, inshallah ta'ala, I hope that everyone will realize this point and how essential this point is as a new Muslim, as a new shahada. Point number two, loving Allah and His Messenger more than anything else, alayhi salatu salam. Loving Allah and His Messenger more than anything else. How essential is this?
Allah's favors. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Yeah, you. Look at your life. Look where you were in Jahiliyyah. Look where you are now. Look what you did know in Jahiliyyah, and look what you do know now. You are in a pit of fire. You are worshipping all types of stuff. You are calling on all types of deities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you personally. He guided you. He taught you about His book. Taught you about His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Taught you the means of tazkiyah. Taught you the means of prayer. You didn't know anything about prayer. In fact, a lot of us thought that prayer was getting on our knees and closing our hands and saying, oh God, forgive me. Oh Lord, you know me. You know me and you know what I've done. And you know my heart. Oh Lord, please give me such and such. Give me $1,000,000. I need it. Oh Lord, give me $1,000,000. Give me a beans. This man got a, my neighbor got a beans. Why you ain't gonna give me one? Oh Lord, my sister, she hit the lottery. And Lord, you know me. Why wasn't me? Right? Me and her bought the ticket the same day, and I was just one ticket away from all that money. Right? This is the type of prayers that we used to pray. We were in darkness. We were astray. We didn't know anything about worship. Nothing. In fact, a lot of us thought the worship was going to church for 2 hours. And on Monday, we read on the corner. What kind of guidance is this? For 2 hours on Sunday, we sing, holler, and hoop, and sweat. Still in our church suit. Hit the block. So becoming aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor will produce love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Looking at yourself and the reality of yourself. Looking at here I am, inside of a place. I knew nothing of my being before here. I don't have an electric plug in the socket somewhere. I don't have a recharge battery. When I run out of batteries, I go plug it back in. I'm not running off of a computer program. How did I get here? Ask yourself that question. Think about the answer long and hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you. Yes, you. He's created what you hear and what you don't hear. What you see and what you don't see. What you know and that which you don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is خَلَقَ الْكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, creator of everything. Yes, you. Here you are sitting, listening to me on this carpet, on this green, beautiful carpet. And here you are dressed in garments. And here you are, some of your stomachs are full.
So you think He can't put you on better carpet like He put you on this carpet right here, right now? You think He can't give you better transportation than He gave you now? Think about this. This will produce a gratitude of Allah's favors. Reflecting over the Day of Judgment. Yes, Yawm al-Qiyamah. You look at Yawm al-Qiyamah, look at the position of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah. All of the nations and the ummahs are going to be looking at the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they are known by their special quality, their shining of their wudu. They're the last Ummah sent, and they will be the first into the Jannah on the Day of Judgment. This is a, this is an Ummah that is great. Thinking about this, these things on the Day of Judgment, when you appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you in the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can study his Sunnah on the CD. MashaAllah, I click a button and I go, oh, hadith. We can listen to a lecture on a little box. And we can listen to it over and over and over and over and over again. We can drive in the car and go to Mecca. Some of us can't. We can't even make it, right? We can drive on the car and get in the boat and drive on the car, right? But look at the other ummahs, akhi. How did they learn their knowledge? Brother, it wasn't by CD. It wasn't by internet. It wasn't by cell phone. No. It is much easier for us to adhere to the guidance of Allah and His Messenger more than it was than the peoples before us because of the technology. Wallahu ta'ala alam. I can go in the Quran and buy a $5 CD and the whole Quran on one disc and play it over and over and over and over and over again if I want to. Back in before the Ummah of this time, what did they have to do? You had to go and sit before a sheikh. And when he gets tired, your lesson is done. That computer doesn't get tired. It may get cut off, but it doesn't get tired. Looking at these things, you learn to appreciate, you learn to love Allah and His Messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thinking about the position of the Ummah and our honor on the Day of Judgment is a means of loving Allah and His Messenger. Reading the Seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also give you an unbreakable, shakable love for Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Reading about how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved and cared about every one of us, even the kafir. Yes. Oh Mustafa, what do you mean about the kafir? Yes, the kafir. He had a choice. The angel came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Ya Rasul, he gave me. He said, Assalamu alaikum, Ya Muhammad, if you give me the authority, I have the ability to crush this mountain on all of these people. Just give me the okay. They're going. The Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, no. Maybe some of their sons will take jihad and believe in Allah without any partner. This was a man. Right, everybody from the country know about that, right? This was not a man. This is a man. Right? This is a man. Right? He had wisdom. He had concern for this Ummah. He loved every one of us. SubhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I can't wait to see my brothers." And the companion said, "Hold on, Rasulullah. What do you mean? And were your brothers?" He said, "No, you're my companions. My brothers are those who believed in me, although they did not see me." SubhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. And on the surat, we see at the whole of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we will see the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his hawl. Some translated as a river, some translated as a cistern, some translated as a pond. Allah Ta'ala knows best, but there'll be cups and cups and cups, and every every one of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he'd be saying, my ummah, what are you doing with my ummah? Or he's a part of my ummah, not him. This shows you some deep, deep concern, deep, deep love for us by the Prophet ﷺ. This was the ultimate leader. Rasulullah ﷺ got his teeth busted in. He was chased outside of the city by children. He was in so many battles, I can't even count. Why was this man fighting? Why did he spend 23 years seeing his tribe, seeing his people, seeing his uncles, seeing his cousins, seeing his brothers score through hardship? Look at the 13 years. Look at the 13 years of the message. If you look in the seerah, there's 3 years the Prophet alayhi salat wa salam stayed in the valley because of the boycott of the Quraysh. What were they eating? Some reports saying that they were boiling leaves and leather to survive. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to switch beds at night time because he was scared somebody from his own tribe would kill him. These are non-Muslims and Muslims. Bani Hashim. In a valley. 3 years. Because they would not give up the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quraysh wanted to kill him. The Quraysh said, okay, you don't let us kill him. Y'all get out. Bani Hashim. They said, we're not going to give you our son. We'll get out. Secretly, people gave them food. Secretly, people gave them protection, etc. But 3 years, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeing these people suffer. Man, there's so many followers of his got killed and beaten. Why, if he's a leader, a strong leader, a good leader, why would he see his people suffer? Because it wasn't in his hands. He had no authority to do so. This is one of the proofs of the prophecy of the Prophet alayhi salam. You seeing your people, you seeing your cousins, your best friends, whom you live with 40 years, 50 years, suffer, beat upside the head. Why? A good leader wouldn't do that. But the Prophet ﷺ was the best leader because he didn't have the authority to do so. He didn't have the authority to give up the message. I can't give up La ilaha illallah. I cannot give up this message, even if you give me the son of God. I can't give it up. They offered him money. They offered him women, they offered him status. Rasulullah SAW said, even if you give me the sun, my right hand, the moon in my left, I would not give up this message. Your knowledge of this will give you love of Rasulullah SAW, Allah and His Messenger, السلام, unbreakable, unshakable love. And inshallah. We have another point. It's over patience. But I don't have time to go over the material that I plan to go over so briefly, inshallah. We can cover this aspect. Point number four, and just as a reminder for all the latecomers in the chat and on the net, that we're talking about issues that new Muslims should try to, or small short-term goals in to achieve in order to achieve the long-term goal, the Jannah, or to achieve the objective, the Jannah, the paradise. And patience is a must. Patience is something that that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to have, and He has also given rewards for patience. And one of the rewards, very quickly, inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, be patient, for indeed Allah is with the patient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, He loves the patient. So this is, if you reflect over this, and you contemplate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being with you because you're patient, this is something great. If Allah is with you, then who else you need? You should mind. If Allah is with you, who else do you need? If Allah loves you, who do you care to dissociate or to break other... if you have Allah's love, what concern do you have on gaining anybody else's love? Because you love only for the sake of Allah, you hate only for the sake of Allah. So if you're patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. If you're patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you. And inshallah ta'ala, this will be my ending of my advice for the new Shahada and all those who are old and who have been in the religion for a while and they're trying to, and they want to be reminded by coming to the lecture. A lot of the brothers can teach me. But inshallah ta'ala, I hope everyone reap the benefit of this lecture, and I hope everyone inshallah ta'ala will be influenced and to act upon its advice. Jazakallahu khairan. I'll take any questions in the musalla as well as on the net if you have any, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, any on the net? The clock has to lay down. Okay, if there's no questions.